Tim, the NBL playoffs are upon us. We're down to four sides. One of those sides is going to have a big say in proceedings of the Perth Wildcats. And a man that's going to have an even bigger say than that is Bryce Cotton, who last night won his second MVP, the Andrew Gaze MVP trophy. He's been good enough to join us on the line. Bryce, good morning and congratulations.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
I think you're a pretty warm favourite going into the night, but were there any nerves as the countdown was underway?
I mean, I try not to think about it too much. Regardless of whether I received the award or not, it doesn't change the season I had. But I was just going in there that night just to have fun, but it was an honour to receive the award.
What sort of a season do you reckon you had, Bryce?
I mean, I think I had a pretty good season. Aside from the scoring, I improved in other categories, especially in the defensive end. So that's always a plus, but there's still a lot more work to do with playoffs right around the corner.
How did you celebrate last night?
I actually just went back to the hotel after speaking with some of the guys I know in other clubs and just watched TV basically to go to sleep.
Well, you didn't just put some highlights of yourself on the TV and just watch those?
No, I didn't do that one. I'll save that for the off-season.
Hey, how are the Wildcats? I mean, the best of three first final against Cairns doesn't take place until Feb 28. So you got a little time before that playoff game starts.
Yeah, we got time to rest our minds and bodies, but at the same token, we got to stay sharp and really lock in with scout and practices. But I think both teams will come in fresh, so it should be a pretty good battle.
And what's the record been like against Cairns throughout the year?
They got us 2-1, so they had our number, I guess you could say, throughout the season. But I think one of the games we played without Tirico, but I'm guessing everybody will be full-fledged again for the playoffs. So I think it's going to be a very interesting battle.
Hey, Bryce, how is the body after the regular home and away season? Are you a bit banged up? Do you need this break, or would you have been happy for it just to continue straight through?
I mean, if you got to roll with the punches and the game's around the corner, you can roll with it. But fortunately, that wasn't the case. We have a little bit of a break, so definitely going to take advantage of it. But you always want to think that you'll be ready no matter what.
Hey, Bryce, did the great Andrew Gaze present you with the Andrew Gaze MVP trophy?
Yes, he did.
And what is it? Not, hopefully it's not a big likeness of himself, is it?
I don't think so, but I would say it's an honor to receive an award named after him, considering all the work that he's done in this league. And, you know, just as great as a player as he was, he's a very amazing guy and seems pretty humble, so I can't complain about that.
And, Bryce, you've had a couple of stints in the NBA. Have you still got that dream to potentially play in the NBA again?
Yeah, the dream is to always go to the NBA, but I can only control where I'm at. So, you know, if I'm here in Australia, I'm super happy and I'm going to do what I can to make it the best career I can. And if the NBA comes around knocking, then I'll be on the first thing there.
What do you think about Melo Ball coming out here and playing?
I mean, I think he did a hell of a job. I think he did a hell of a job this year. He definitely had a lot of expectations, but I think he answered the bell and proved that, you know, he can play with the best of them, and I'm wishing him the best of luck wherever he heads off and ends up in the NBA this coming year.
Hey, Bryce, we're wishing you the best of luck for the Perth Wildcats as well. Your second Andrew Gaze MVP trophy last night, a fantastic performance, and good luck for the finals.
All right, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, Bryce Cotton. What a nice man he is, Whispers.
Nice young fellow, yes. Absolutely.